too strong.
I'm not a fake, fraudulent commentator on television. See, I don't act. This is real.
Are you that stuck on stupid?
His black card is under review right now.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Double J, good morning. Look forward to seeing everybody in Miami for the American Black Film Festival. I'll be interviewing Common there tomorrow, so looking forward to that. And also, Tom, I'm going to be at Metropolitan Baptist Church Sunday, Father's Day,
preaching
both services. Whoa. That's right. That's right. Tom, I know you ain't going to show up. I'll send you the download. I'll send it to you.
I'm trying to go to game 7. That's the only reason.
No, that's well. You gonna be praying hard because you trying to get that jinx off your back. I understand. Jesus, take the wheel. All right then. So Tom, we've been covering this. Looking at this story out of Orlando, Omar Mateen guns down 49 people in a gay nightclub in Orlando, and immediately everybody rushed to, oh my God, radical Islam. Now all of a sudden we're seeing these stories of hearing that he frequented this place, went there often, that also he was active on a gay dating app. And 2 days ago, Cleo Monago was on TV1, and he said, "This smells fishy." He said, "I don't see how this guy holds on to something for two months, seeing a couple of guys kissing." Cleo said, "I got lots of experience with this. I think this guy was a closeted gay man." And now all of a sudden we're hearing that. Joining us right now from Los Angeles is Cleo. He, of course, is the founder of the Black Men's Exchange, a same gender loving group that deals with a variety of these issues. And Cleo, you're also a behavioral health expert. Just explain what was it about this that immediately for you said, "I'm not chasing radical Islam down that rabbit hole. I think it's this guy was fighting what was inside of himself."
Well, good morning, first of all, and thank you for the conversation. Well, first of all, most people, like I know that you're a heterosexual man, Roland, and maybe there's others on the phone as well. Heterosexual people don't obsess over homosexual people and go to bars and obsess over what they allegedly saw for two months and then go back and again to shoot and kill 2 months later and all those other kinds of stuff. I mean, there was a clear obsession with the issue. And in almost any case, from my experience, when a person that is usually a male cannot stop talking about the subject, it's constantly putting people down who are homosexual. You could be talking about Campbell's soup, but they find a way to bring in homosexuality in it and how much they don't like it. People who are obsessed on the issue in a negative way is typically particularly struggling with the issue. So it was clear to me that that was going on. It was a very unusual crime, and it was too much going on with that obsession for me to just say, "Okay, this is some ISIS stuff." I just was pretty clear that this man was dealing with his own sexuality. It was just obvious.
And when you listen to, again, all of a sudden it becomes this national debate on radical Islam. Do you believe it does an injustice because it doesn't, it takes away from the real, one of the significant issues in terms of exploring that, because, you hear about him calling 911 and claiming, that he was aligning with ISIS, and that immediately jumped out as, well, was that a cover?
Well, I'm not sure it was a cover. I mean, I don't know if you saw the black young lady talking about it on the news who was actually there, and she mentioned that Mateen asked, "Was there any black people around?" Did you hear about that?
Yes.
And yep. Mateen said, "I'm not mad at black folks. You guys have been through enough." So it seems like Mateen was dealing with experiencing racism in the gay community, which is also a very, it's rampant racism in the white gay community, was reacting to that. And it had some real gripes with Afghan being bombed by the United States. So, homosexuals are everyday people who have concerns about political issues as well. And so that was going on as well. So he was a bundle of things, apparently, in terms of what he was upset about. But I think his biggest issue was his homosexuality and him trying to disassociate from that. But I think he had some anger toward the homosexual community as well. I mean, you've seen yourself, Roland, on online conversations, people bring up conflict within the community.
for you, what do you say to someone out there who, because of their religion, because of their family or whatever, might be in the same, have the same conflicting feelings, emotion that Omar Mateen may very well have had?
Well, I'll ask them to seek some type of support, to accept who they are, to learn to find out why they have their anger and learn to separate who they are from the scar tissue of oppression and self-doubt that comes with religious-based questioning of their sexuality, and to seek out some type of support system and to self-reflect and do some evaluation around who they are, because it's not, because your sexuality is not going to go anywhere. Because it's who you are, and that's who you are. But some people can't find support in their local community, so they have to probably make a phone call maybe or go online and look for support systems that deal with people struggling with their sexuality.
Go ahead.
A lot of people do struggle with their sexuality because of religion, machismo. A lot of black men, for example, are afraid of not being seen as a man, because manhood is very important in the community, but black men are so under attack so much. So people need to find out where they can get support for being who they are.
How can folks reach out to you, the Black Men's Exchange?
They can find us at bmxnational.org, bmxnational, the word national.org on the internet, and they'll get any information they need about getting in touch with us.
And we're also, of course, time watching what happens with Mateen's wife. I mean, you help him buy the ammunition, you know about him doing the shooting, and you scout the location, and you don't tell anybody?
You case the joint, she said.
Really?
Yeah.
This story gets stranger every day.
Strangerer.
Yes, indeed. Cleo, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Roland.
Yeah. All right, Roland, good job.
Thank you.